Esme and the Mysterious Candy Factory, a most peculiar adventure featuring Peter Rabbit. Chapter 1, The Golden Invitation. Esme was only 3 years old, but she was the bravest three-year-old you ever did meet. While other children her age were afraid of the dark or monsters under the bed, Esme was afraid of absolutely nothing. She had once stared down a grumpy goose in the park without blinking even once. One particularly ordinary Tuesday morning, something extraordinarily unordinary happened. A golden envelope slipped through the letterbox and landed with a soft thump on the doormat. It was addressed in purple ink that seemed to shimmer and dance. To Miss Esme Extraordinaire. Esme's fingers trembled with excitement as she tore open the envelope. Inside was an invitation written in the same shimmering purple ink. You are cordially invited to tour the most magnificent candy factory that has ever existed or ever will exist. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock sharp. Bring your courage. You'll need it. Now, most three-year-olds would have run to tell their parents immediately. But Esme tucked the invitation into her dungaree pocket and smiled a knowing smile. She had a feeling this was going to be splendid. Chapter 2, Meeting Peter Rabbit. The next morning, Esme arrived at the enormous candy factory gates at precisely 10 o'clock. The building was quite impossible to describe properly. It twisted and turned like a corkscrew made of pink and white striped candy canes. The roof appeared to be made of chocolate tiles that never melted, even in the sunshine. And the windows. The windows were tinted every color of the rainbow and seemed to wink at her. Standing by the gates, looking rather bewildered, was a rabbit. But this wasn't just any rabbit. He wore a smart blue jacket with brass buttons, and he was reading his own golden invitation with a puzzled expression. Hello, said Esme boldly. Esme. Are you Peter? The rabbit looked up, his whiskers twitching nervously. Peter Rabbit, yes. Though I must say, I don't usually accept mysterious invitations. Last time I went somewhere I shouldn't, I ended up in Mr. McGregor's garden and lost my jacket. Well, not this jacket, obviously, I got this one later. Don't worry, said Esme, patting his paw. I'm very brave, and I'll look after you. Peter looked down at the tiny girl who was promising to protect him and couldn't help but smile. Well then, shall we go in? The gates swung open by themselves with a musical ding-dong swoosh, and they stepped inside.